Hello, Anton.
Yeah.
Anton, hi. My name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'm just conducting a small 4-minute survey about issues in your community. May I please have just 4 minutes of your time, please?
Sure. I'm timing you. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm continuing English, and you are Anton, and you live in the city of Phoenix or Levine area?
Levine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix, this is the only question about Phoenix, are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone in, off the wrong track?
Overall, they're going in the right direction.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of south of Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, you are a male, and I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth to have on record that you are over 18. What year were you born, Antoine?
75.
Thank you, Knight. 275. Thank you very much. Awesome. So, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
Other. If you want a mixture.
Okay. Thank you. And overall, would you say, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good and improving.
Okay, perfect. Now, next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. On each of these, tell me on a scale from 1 to 5, a 1 meaning that it would mean very little to improve the quality of life in Levine. A 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine. The first one, or you can choose any number in between. The first one is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. What number would you give it?
So 1 that it would not, and 5 that it would do the most?
Yes, that it would improve a lot if we had more shops and retail stores or commercial space.
Yeah, I give you a 5.
Okay. What about more good paying jobs?
That can never hurt. I know I don't work in Levine, but yeah, it'd be nice to have some good paying jobs in Levine.
So 5. 4 or 5. Okay, thank you. What about better streets and road maintenance?
Yeah, I think I'll do a great job. I'll do a good job. So, let's give it a 2 because I don't really see any improvement that really needs to be done.
Okay, thank you. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Oh yeah, definitely a 5.
Okay, thank you. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
Give it a 3.
A 3, okay. Better public transportation options.
Y'all actually increased the bus route recently, so I don't know. I guess y'all could put a light rail all the way out here, but I wouldn't want to run it out here. So let's give it a 2.
Okay. And the last one on this topic is more dining and entertainment options.
I'll give that a 5.
Okie dokie. Thank you. All right, now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Yeah, you did say that you have a job. Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Not trade, but
So too few or too many?
I would say it's about balance right now.
Okay, so it's about the same amount, okay? About the right amount.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed one, I think. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I did miss one. So the second one is, in thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Oh, too few. There's none out here.
Okay. Now, thinking about the commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. On each of these, tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. There's a yes strongly, a yes somewhat, and a no. So the first one is more grocery stores and supermarkets. Yes, no.
you consider Costco a grocery store?
Almost definitely, yes. It is a grocery store.
I would say yes.
Okay, so yes, strongly, if we had Costco?
The middle one, because I wouldn't want to see a whole lot of Albertsons and whatever else, but the middle one.
So then yes, somewhat.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So strongly. Yeah, gotcha. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
No.
No, okay. And the last one on this is dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
Thank you. Okay, now, in your own words, because I'm going to type this in a little box, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
I would like to see a Costco.
Okay.
But,
anything else?
Office corporate jobs would be awesome, big companies, but office jobs and, entertainment businesses, as in restaurants, bowling alleys, things of that nature.
Okay. Entertainment businesses. Give me 1 second. Let me correct this. Costco. I was missing a T. And businesses. Perfect. Thank you. Now, the next one is, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem you believe is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a super big problem.
Super big. Very, so a very big problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the second one is, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent.
See, that's funny because we got 3 apartment complexes currently being built right now, so it's improving. So what was my options again?
So basically on this one is the amount of apartments and condominiums and houses. So basically, do you think it's a problem? Like basically, is there a lack of housing in Laveen?
There is a lack, but as I said, it's improving. So I don't want to put it at the very bottom, but I'm not going to give it the very top.
So then it's not a problem at all, or is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem? No, it's not. It can't be a fairly big problem. So it has to be somewhere in the first 3.
Yeah, let's do a slight problem. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And the next 4 on this list, I'm going to read you. For each of these, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. The first one is single-family detached homes. Would you like to see more of those or no?
Yes.
Yes, somewhat, or yes, strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Now, what about housing options for seniors?
No.
What about multifamily house like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, slightly.
Thank you. And the last one is townhouses or attached homes.
Yeah, yes, slightly.
Strongly, right? Or strongly?
Somewhat. You know, I prefer single family homes by themselves versus condos and townhouses. But yes, they do have ownership. So
okay.
So wherever the middle one is.
Got it. Thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix, or the area of Phoenix, like Laveen? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
You want Laveen or Phoenix?
Phoenix area, because Laveen is in Phoenix, or part of it.
I have been in Phoenix for over 20 years.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home? Are you living with friends or family?
I own, or I'm buying.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Now, this will be the last list of this survey. Now, I'm going to read you a list of proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On these, tell me whether you are in favor or you oppose on each of these. There's a strong favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, and a strongly opposed. The first one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you in favor or opposed?
See, that's hard to answer because I don't know where the current zonings are, where condominium, whatever else supposed to be.
You're right. So the answer is also don't know. That's also an answer, okay? So I'll skip it.
Yeah.
What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? So but talking about empty parking lots that are not utilizing for anything. Are you opposed or in favor of?
I'm in favor.
Somewhat favor or strong favor?
What is it? A 5-point scale?
No, it's just either favor or opposed. But there's a strong favor, a somewhat favor, like kind of yeah, sure, or a somewhat opposed, like you know you oppose it but not that strong. So
how many options are there? Is there a total of 4 options?
There's only 4 options, yes. Oh, no, well, 5 with the no, with the don't know, there's 5 options.
Okay. So, it's the second from the top. I work so better with numbers. I don't do.
Oh, okay, perfect. In that case, I understand. Perfect. In that case, we'll do it that way. Excellent. And the next one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Give it a 2.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Empty stores. Do we have empty stores?
I don't know.
I'm all about tearing down old and building new. So let's give that a 4.
Okay. Thank you. Now, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
2.
And the last one on this topic is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Ooh, in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
Let's give that a 1.
Okay, perfect. Now, we are just about done. We're 91%. Now, finally, these last few questions is for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125. Thank you. And the last thing, I know your name. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
You know my name, Anton, yeah.
Yes, I know. I know. It's just to confirm that you did finish the survey with me. I do thank you so much for your participation.
Yes.
You were awesome to talk to. You have a great rest of this day. Take care.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know you said 4 minutes. It took you 13. I'm listening.
What? I was going to ask you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. I do thank you for not hanging up on me. All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate your call, man. You take care. You're finished, right? We're done?
Yes, we're done. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Yep, bye-bye. For now.
It's because the way I catch them, so they can say yes, is I tell them it's a 4-minute survey. So the guy's like, by the way, I told you that it was only going to be 4 minutes, but we went on 13 minutes. I was wondering why he had not stopped me or he hadn't hung up. He actually liked the survey. That's why he was really into it. Huh? I mean, some people say 10, some people say 15. No. Whatever. You're going to remove me because I'm lying now. I know, I'm just kidding. Fuck, I want to go to the bathroom, pero no me quiero mover porque ya son las 8, ya casi una hora más.